Today on Rainbow Country, highlights from Carol Pope's Music for Lesbians, the series, and my exit interview with Gary Levy from Big Brother Canada 5. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio, Toronto Style, right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mary John Torrey, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. So get social, get interactive, like you have been on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at Mark Tara Music. Follow me, I'll follow you back. Do you have an idea for the show? Do you want to be a guest on Rainbow Country? It could be live here in studio at midnight in downtown Toronto, or it could be on the telephone, and you could be anywhere around the world. Send me an email, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com, and everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com, marktara.com. So this is episode 43. What am I thinking? On this episode, Big Brother Canada 5, my exit interview with the most recently evicted house guest, Gary Levy. My interview will be on later on in the show. But coming up after a quick break, Music for Lesbians, the series highlights from that. It was on Friday at the Phoenix Concert Theater here in Toronto. It was a lot of fun. Great night, great crowd. I know that Snow Dusk was there. A listener and also a guest of Rainbow Country. So it featured Ray Spoon, artists like Ray Spoon, Jordan Alexander, DJ Betty Ford, and of course the great Carol Pope herself. Tonight we'll hear three backstage interviews with, actually four, with Ray Spoon, with Jordan Alexander, and with DJ Betty Ford, but also with Cameron Wright, who is part of the production team at the Phoenix Concert Theater here in Toronto. And I have to say, I hosted the event. It was a lot of fun. I was nervous as all get out. I was nervous as fuck. Because, let's be honest, I'm a performer, yes. I get that aspect of it. But introducing people, that's a whole other thing because, you know, you don't want to say something wrong and kind of tick off the artist. So I kind of walked a fine line. I think I kind of did well. But I was so thrilled and so honored that they asked me to do that. So thank you to Lisa at the Phoenix Concert Theater. Big thank you to her and to Carol Pope, of course. So my friends, are you ready for some fun? This journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Stage of Music for Lesbians, the series, and I'm here with Ray Spoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I have to say, Ray Spoon, I'm fucking nervous. So talk to me about your sound, Ray Spoon. How would you describe the sound of your music?
I think it's kind of an eclectic, varied genre sound. I started out as a country singer, a folk singer. I played the banjo, and then I started playing electronic music and indie rock, and it's all kind of together now, so it's kind of interesting, almost like folk songs with indie rock electronic background music.
And talk to me about Carol Pope. How did you meet Carol Pope?
Yeah, I met Carol Pope last summer at a festival. They got us to collaborate, so we learned six of each other's songs and played them together on stage, and it was super fun. So we made friends, and we've been playing shows ever since.
And I understand that you're traveling to Europe sometime soon.
Yes, I leave tomorrow. I'm going to go to the UK and record with a band I'm friends with there, and then I'm going to play in Sweden.
Sweden? How did that come about?
I tour in Europe about once a year, so I go often to the UK and Germany and Switzerland and Austria, but Sweden is a new market for me, so yeah, it's interesting. I've been there a couple times, but I just booked one show, and then all of a sudden all these people asked me to come, so I'm surprised, but I'm excited because, you know, I always wanted to play there as well as Germany, so yeah.
Website. What's your website, Ray Spoon?
RaySpoon.com.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Music for Lesbians, the series, the brainchild of course, Carol Pope. And I'm sitting here with Jordan Alexander, singer, songwriter. How are you doing, Jordan Alexander?
I'm doing very well. I just performed, so I'm pretty full of adrenaline and happiness, and yeah.
And happiness.
Happiness. All the happiness. Like, I mean, I saw a lot of faces in the crowd of, like, people I know, so that's always amazing.
I introed you, and the crowd went crazy. It was
my family's loud.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. If you can, Jordan, how would you describe your sound?
I would describe my sound as like kind of like an alt pop folk collab with like kind of some R&B like urban vibe, because I do listen to a lot of like hip hop and rap and stuff like that, and I think that it seeps into my singer songwriter vibe. So.
So you perform your gig here at Music for Lesbians, you did, it was just yourself?
Yes.
And guitar.
So acoustic. My actual tracks, like when you listen to my album, The Lonely Hearts Club, it's produced and it's got elements of, like, I think that stuff that's happening in current music right now. So yeah, like I just did like a scaled back acoustic version, which is basically how I write all my songs, and then we big them up.
So this is Jordan Unplugged.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Perfect. Oh my gosh, yes.
That's you can use that.
Say it from now. Thank you. You won't sue me?
No, and okay. I won't charge you either.
Brilliant.
Jordan Unplugged. I love that.
Jordan
I love
Unplugged. That. I think it has a ring to it.
Yes. So you have, is it an Indiegogo campaign?
Yes, I have a GoFundMe, going on. A GoFundMe going on right
for
now.
For your music video.
For my music video.
Talk to me about that.
Yes. So we shot a music video last year, and it was fabulous. It was an amazing experience, and I want to do another one this year. So I set up a GoFundMe for people who are really interested in supporting me. Like, sometimes when I'd be selling my album, they'd be like, here, just, like, take a 20. I'm like, it's only 10. And they're like, I just want to support you. So I wanted to make an avenue for people to be able to be a part of my music and a part of the creation of, like, something in my music, and I thought that a music video would be a perfect way to do that.
So we have to plug it. So
yes.
How can people find out about this GoFundMe campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you should hit up my Instagram, because I love when people are on my Instagram. But I have the link in the bio of my Instagram. I'm also like posting a lot about it on all of my social media, like Facebook, Twitter, things like that. And actually, it's very exciting. It's only been up for, I think, under 2 weeks. And we're already over 30% of what we need to make the music
goal.
Video. Yeah, of the goal. And so that's just like really exciting and encouraging. And I think that people are really passionate about what I'm doing, and that makes me happy because I am too. And we're just in this together. So.
And you have a website, Jordan Alexander Music?
JordanAlexanderMusic.com. You can find anything you want on there. Like all my social media is on there. The GoFundMe's on there. Videos, okay. Pictures, stuff. Yeah, gigs.
Jordan Alexander. Jordan Unplugged. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
So here I am backstage at Music for Lesbians, the series, and I'm here with Cameron, who's part of the booking team here at the Phoenix Concert Theater here in Toronto. How are you doing, Cameron?
I'm great, thank you. I'm very excited for tonight's show.
So you've been here since January of 2017?
Yeah.
So not too long.
No, I actually... I used to produce Canadian Music Week for 7 years. I produced the whole festival there. Used to be a promoter at Live Nation. I've forever been a freelance production manager in the city, working on all the music festivals. You know, 10 years ago, I produced my first show here at the Phoenix. So it's it was a great welcoming to be offered a spot here and to join the family here, and I'm super excited.
So what made you want to come here? Because I'm sure other places may have wanted to have you, potentially. Why the Phoenix?
The Phoenix just always has always felt like home. It was, like I mentioned, you know, when I was a teenager ending up in the city wanting to find a job and be a part of music, I was working with a company called REMG. They produce a lot of hip-hop shows, and they happened to do a lot of them here. So my first series of shows, my experience being here was, you know, the team was so welcoming. The club is one of my favorite clubs in the city. And the owners, they came under new management in the last few years, who I had worked with previously in a lot of different roles. So knowing that they were here and the different people here is just kind of like a family. And I was, so when they asked, I jumped at it.
Do you have a website?
I don't.
Are you on social media?
I'm on Facebook under my name, Cameron Wright. I don't tweet. I do have an Instagram. You know, I Snapchat here and there.
So, what's your Facebook handle?
If you just look up Cameron Wright, and there's a photo of me and my little puppy.
Oh, sweet.
Little puppy Oliver.
Cameron, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay, Betty Ford, you have opened up for the likes of Diplo.
Yes.
Chromeo.
Yes.
Peaches.
Yes, a lot. Lots of Peaches.
Talk to me about that.
Derek Carter, Stonebridge.
How did you get started?
Frankie Knuckles. You know, super hilarious. I got started. It's funny because I'm doing my dissertation on female DJs in Canada. Mm-hmm. So I talk a lot about how I didn't become a DJ until later in life. And I think that's because I grew up in the 80s in Calgary. And so I never saw females DJing, not live and not on TV, except until Spinderella came along with Salt and Pepper. That was the first time I ever saw a woman DJ. And my father actually owned a Radio Shack, which is like a source or like an electronic shop. But it still didn't occur to me to DJ, but I was fascinated with record players and I was always making mixtapes. And then when I was 15, I got fake ID and I started going to the clubs and I started as a go-go dancer and I was underage and it still didn't occur to me to be a DJ. I was at U of Vic in the late 90s, University of Victoria, and I was a fundraising coordinator for the Feminist Center, and I threw a feminist party, and I wanted to find a DJ. And at the time, it was late 90s, so everybody in Victoria was like, I'm a trance DJ, I just play trance. I'm a drum and bass DJ. And I was like, no, I want the Pixies, and then James Brown, and then I want D-Light, and then I want, you know, Sneaker Pimps, I want everything. And no one could do it. And I was like, F it, I'll do it. Even though I had never DJed before, but I was an audiophile, and I had all the music. So I DJed, I was terrible, but I was terrible with like the transitions and stuff. Like I had no clue what was going on with the equipment. My programming was good, and I got the bug. And so after that, I was like, I love this. And then I started DJing at this tiny lesbian bar in Victoria called the G-Spot. And it was the slogan was, if you can find it, you can come. Right? And it was really hard to find. It actually was this tiny little...
Wait a second.
It was like a tiny...
if you can find it, you can come. I just got that. Yeah. I just got that.
It's because we're born a lesbian. Fair enough. And so it actually was quite hard to find. It was like underneath like a Mark's Work Warehouse, like in a side door, like a cellar door, like... And go down some stairs. And so I got the bug. And when I moved to Vancouver in 1998... I got my own radio show because I really wanted to do a radio show. And then one day there was this fax, because this is 1998, 99, and a fax came through. So that's CITR. So this is one of the reasons I love college radio so much is I had a show on CITR at UBC.
Okay.
For on and off for about 9 years. So I was at CITR and I also worked there. And this fax came through and it was advertising for a DJ at this terrible bar called Kits on Broadway, this total heterosexist, awful place. Like their slogan was Kits on Broadway, where it's never too late to find a date. So it's basically kind of, and this isn't funny, but Date Rape Central basically. And I noticed that. And so anyway, I lied. I saw that the job paid $20 an hour and everybody at CITR was making fun of it. They're like, who would ever work there? That's the wackest shit ever, blah, blah, blah. But I was making $10 an hour as a barista. So I waited for everybody to clear out and then I wrote the phone number down and I fucking called them and I lied about my experience. Started DJing at this terrible heterosexual top 40 club. That's how I got started. And I actually increased their clientele. I made things very busy. I kept getting raises and I made enough money to buy my own turntables and my own mixer. And as soon as I could do that, I quit that horrible gig and threw my first club night, which was called The Function, because I was super into funk. And then I started booking a bunch of female DJs and female MCs. And through that, I met Kate, who was Lady Precise, and then my band Stinkmit started. And then when Stinkmit started, I was in the middle of a master's degree, and the only job I could have after going on tour for 5 weeks and coming back to Vancouver was to DJ. So then I started DJing to pay the rent because of my rap career. So that's how I started DJing. Like, I fell into it. But I was a natural. I loved it. Like, there's nothing I love more than music. And I studied dance my whole life. I think that makes me a good DJ. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm being conceited or whatnot, but it's my job is to make people dance, right? So, you know, what makes me do that?
So, if people want to find you online, how can they do that?
BettyFord.com, BettiFord.com. You can Google me. I'm all over Facebook. I'm all over Twitter. You can Google my own old band, Stinkmit, STINKMITT. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Deezer. My new band is called Entertainment, all lowercase with a hashtag. That's who I remixed Carol Pope with, is DJ Dyslexia. You should totally have on your show. He's awesome. He's this awesome bear DJ. He's and producer. He's so good.
Hook me up, girl.
Yeah, he's here tonight, so I'd love to introduce you.
Yeah.
So that's my new band. So you can find me just by Googling Betty Ford, BettiFord. I'm like such a whore. I'm all over the internet. Just whoring it out 24/7.
From one whore to another girl. Honey, thanks for your time.
This is Betty Ford. You're tuned into CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
Numb from too much attention, caught in the sun's reflection. I'm gonna transcend Versace color spin-off rail thin bodies, shock of new, then the bored acceptance. Feel like something shiny caught in your peripheral vision. I'm gonna transcend. Transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. Waiting for you under harsh lights of reality. The now, the not now, later. Kiss you, it's like banging heroin. I'm gonna transcend. Kaleidoscope colors turn into kinetic movement. Dancing black and blue to a bereavement. Photograph of you and me embedded in the pavement. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Off this mortal coil, I don't need anything. I don't need anything. I throw off this mortal coil. Throw off this mortal coil. Throw off this mortal coil. Gonna transcend.
City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
and welcome back. You're listening to CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your gay radio host. Hi, I'm Mark Tara. How you doing? I'm doing okay, thanks. So, I hope you enjoyed that. That was something a little different for me, doing stuff backstage. You know, being up to no good backstage is always a lot of fun. And hopefully in the future, I'll get to bring you more and more behind-the-scenes interviews with, you know, performers, that sort of thing, that might be happening in Toronto that somehow, you know, CIUT's affiliated with, you know, maybe presenting, in particular, Music for Lesbians, the series. CIUT presented that, and big thank you to everyone at the Phoenix Concert Theatre here in Toronto, to Lisa, to Cameron. They were amazing. The staff was amazing. And yeah, good times. And the good times, they will continue right now. So, coming up, my Big Brother Canada interview with Gary Levy. This is my second exit interview. They call it exit interview. So when the house guest is, you know, voted out of the Big Brother house, in this case, the Big Brother Canada house, they either go home, or if it's jury time, they go into sequester in the jury house. So right now everyone is, you know, being, I guess, they can go home. So this is my second interview. And I have to say thank you to everyone involved at Big Brother for allowing this to happen. So this will be my second exit interview. This one is with Gary Levy. And don't forget, Big Brother is on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. and Thursdays, which is the eviction show, at 8 p.m. on Global. I am such a fan. So that interview, when I return. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Evicted, unfortunately, from the Big Brother Canada house. You're a big personality, and a lot of the house guests potentially saw you as a big target. So why do you think they would want to get rid of a big target when they could keep you as a shield potentially in front of them? Why do you think they would want to get rid of someone like yourself, Gary?
I think it's because the opportunity was there. I was on the block, it was this week, and it's like, I think their whole mode of it was, why not just take this opportunity while we have it in front of us now? And there are other huge targets. And it's just like, let's just go for it and take the opportunity. And they took it. And I'm here talking to you, Mark.
I know. You've been so entertaining on the show. So this is your second time playing on Big Brother Canada. How do you think you changed up your gameplay from season one when you first played to now season five? How did you change up your gameplay, Gary?
I think in the first go around, I was focused solely on the game. I was focusing on trying to express myself and to give a face for children and the kids, you know, who didn't really see themselves on TV. And I had this mission and this goal to accomplish. And the game, I was just being a social butterfly and just having fun and talking to everyone and just really enjoying my time in the house. The second go around, I feel like I knew just being myself came naturally. I was confident in my ability to just present myself in the way that is natural and like let me focus more on the game and try to strategize and build relationships. But I still slipped into like that lone wolf social butterfly category. So it didn't really, I guess, work out in the end. Mm. I can't help it. I like to work alone. It's hard to trust people in that house.
Understandable. So, Gary, there was a lot of flirting going on in the house. Yourself and Kevin, yourself and William and Kevin. It was great to watch. Do you think, what are your thoughts on using flirting as a tactic in gameplay in Big Brother? What are your thoughts on that?
For me, I'm a natural flirt. So I kind of flirt with everyone in the house. It just comes naturally to me. To use it for gameplay is kind of dangerous because I think if you rely on flirting to keep you in the game, you'd be a fool because flirting is flirting. And if you're a target and you're a threat to someone's game, they'd be silly not to, you know, get you out of the house. So I think if you're relying just on flirting to stay in the game, that's not a good idea. And I haven't really seen that working. I've seen showmances work, but flirting is a flirt.
Sure. So one of the, I will say this, personally speaking, one of the very entertaining parts, especially on live feeds, was within the last few days, Gary, with yourself, Ika, and Dimitri up in the HOH bathtub, and you and Ika were schooling Dimitri, so to speak, on some slang. Did you enjoy doing that, Gary?
Oh my God, that was so funny. Dimitri graduated from the School of Shade and we kind of schooled him on all of the lingo and the logic and how to turn T and what the terms mean. And I really feel like he really did earn his honorary diploma in the School of Shade and I'm very proud of Dimitri. I think I taught him too much and the bitch turned his T in shade on me and I'm here talking to you. So I think he was the wrong one to enter into the School of Shade, but it's okay. Now he knows the lingo and he knows how to turn the T.
Last question. Would you play again, Gary?
Of course I would. I mean, when Big Brother calls, you answer and I definitely would play it. This is a wonderful experience, and I grow so much each time I go on the show, so why would I stunt my growth?
Gary, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to me, Mark. You're really sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.
And welcome back. You're listening to CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your host, Mark Tara. So that was my second exit interview from Big Brother Canada, Gary Levy. Thank you to Emily Blake for allowing this to happen, and everyone at Big Brother Canada. I can't believe I'm saying that. Look, it's a guilty pleasure, okay? Very entertaining, especially the live feeds. That's really the show, watching the live feeds. Watch it. That's how I got addicted, you know. I was watching one summer. It was the feeds were on, I think from like midnight to 3 a.m. or something on Slice. And that's how I got hooked. So there you go. So I hope you're having fun today. I hope you're enjoying this episode of Rainbow Country. Now I'm going to switch things up a bit and highlight the artists that we heard earlier, play some of their recorded material. And first up will be Jordan Alexander, will be coming up with one of her tracks. And I'll also play Ray Spoon and Betty Ford, a remix from Betty Ford. So stay tuned. Rainbow Country continues right after this.
Hi guys, this is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.
One by one, the stars are fading. One by one, our hearts are breaking. Start a fight, run for miles. Take me out tonight. The cold of your skin, we're only breathing. Take me out tonight.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to the station's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your host, Mark Tara. So that was Jordan Alexander and Take Me Out Tonight. Don't forget, if you want to help Jordan in her crowdsourcing for her new music video, and for all things Alexander, go to jordanalexandermusic.com. JordanAlexanderMusic.com. And while you're at it, when you're on the web searching around, hit me up on social media at Mark Tara Music. Follow me, I'll follow you back. When I return, a hot thing, Betty Ford. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Liberty Silver, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Got that fire, makes us look away.
guess you knew you had to get away. You got that fire, makes us look your way. You're so much more than they could ever take. One day these memories will fade away, fade away.
Welcome back. This is CIUT, and you're listening to the station's gay radio show, Rainbow Country. And we just heard Jordan Alexander with Fade Away. We heard before that Ray Spoon and Ocean Blue, as well as Betty Ford, Hot Thing. So don't forget, get social, get interactive on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Mark Tara Music. Honey, follow me, I'll follow you back. Email, get in touch with me, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com, and everything is hooked up at my website. Next week should be an interesting show. Cannabis activist Mark Emery will be live here with me in the studio. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true, so believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you. Taking us out will be a local group, Genderfix, featuring Kate Ashley, Getaway Car, and you can find that on Bug Eye Records. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Mary John Torrey, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.